AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration has released more than 240,000 pages of records on the FBI's surveillance and the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The AP's Matt Brown.
The move comes after President Trump said that the release of the documents early in his term would be important for transparency and truth on the part of the entire nation. Though in contrast and despite concerns from the King family, who said that King's surveillance and assassination were deeply personal matters for their family and the civil rights movement at large. Included in the documents are hundreds of thousands of pages digitized over the decades, but sealed since a 1977 court order that they not be released to the public. Associated Press reporters are currently combing through the documents as we speak, to be able to tell what is different or updated from documents that have either been released but redacted or not available to the public over the decades.
King's two living children, Martin III and Bernice, issued a statement urging people reviewing the files to do so with empathy, restraint, and respect for the family's continuing grief. They also repeated the family's long-held contention that James Earl Ray, the man convicted of King's assassination, was not solely responsible, if at all. In Louisville, Kentucky, a judge has sentenced a former police officer to nearly 3 years in prison for using excessive force during a botched 2020 raid in which Breonna Taylor was killed, the judge declining a Justice Department recommendation of no prison time. The Pentagon's ordered 700 U.S. Marines to leave Los Angeles. They deployed more than a month ago during protests against the Trump administration's immigration raids. About 2,000 National Guard troops remain in Los Angeles. On Wall Street, stock indexes inched to more records today. The S&P up 0.1%, the Nasdaq 0.4%. Seth Sutel reports it came at the start of a big week of corporate financial reports.
Verizon rose 4% after reporting profits that came in ahead of forecasts. Other big companies slated to report this week include Alphabet, Coca-Cola, and Tesla.
This is AP News. Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner has died. Ed Donahue has the story.
Authorities in Costa Rica say Warner accidentally drowned. A current pulled him deeper into the ocean. Malcolm Jamal Warner played Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show.
It's under control, so no problem.
Warner has appeared in TV and movies over the years and directed. He's a musician, winning a Grammy. Warner told the AP in 2015 he got great advice from his mom on life after The Cosby Show.
It's cyclical, so you want to make sure that you have diversified yourself enough so you're not making desperate career choices during those dry spells.
Warner also said the sexual assault allegations against Bill Cosby tainted the show's legacy.
In a few generations, the Huxtables will have been just a fairy tale.
Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.